Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm taking a 2022 team preview for the NC State Wolfpack. I'm going to be talking about them, their team, their schedule, some of the players, coaches, etc., etc. So if you enjoy it, please like, comment, and most importantly, share the video to your friends and family. Let them know what we're doing here on the show each and every single week on Facebook, on YouTube. If you haven't done so already, please go check out our Instagram and our podcast platforms available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. You can listen to us every single day. With over 1,000 episodes over there and over 1,000 plus countless ones on Facebook and YouTube, I'm sure we've covered your team at least. But if you want us to cover a specific player, coach, a certain year in your favorite team, whether it's college or pros history, please drop a comment and we will put it into our rotation in the next upcoming weeks. Once again, we thank you for all the continued support. Let's get into it. North Carolina State 2022 team preview. 2021, a very good year for the Wolfpack. Finished with a solid record of 20th overall in the AP top 25, right? However, it ended on a bit of a sour note, a bit of a downturn, a bit of a somber note, because they were in a bowl game, right? They were going to go up against UCLA in the Holiday Bowl. Unfortunately, a couple hours before the game was set to kick off, a bunch of UCLA players had to withdraw due to the COVID-19 issues, some positive tests. So the game was canceled, and thus it made North Carolina State not get that 10-win season, potentially. They technically gave them the win, but, I mean, come on. So they finished 9-3. Like I said, they're looking for another 10-win season. Their first since 2002, I believe, so it's been quite some time. They had a really good chance at it last year, and I think they have an even better shot at it this year. Looking at this team, first you got to start off with the offense, of course. You are getting your quarterback back, Devin Leary, coming back for another season. Really good in 21, right? 3,433 yards, 35 touchdowns, and only 5 interceptions the entire season. He also went 6 straight games in a row without interception and threw for over 300 yards in 6 games. So very good pocket passer. You love to see him coming back. But it is going to be interesting to see because you did lose someone on that O-line who is who's pretty solid, I think. He got drafted this past NFL draft, Mr. Ikem Ekwonu. He left, he went pro, and I think that he is going to have a tremendous career in the NFL, right, for the Carolina Panthers. I did a video on them, team preview. I talked about him in length, so go over there and check that one out if you want to hear more talk about Mr. Ekwonu. But he's gone, but you're going to have a guy by the name of Anthony Belton, who's 6'6", 330. He's going to be coming and getting the start at left tackle to try and get things going over there and replace some of that good production that Ekwonu gave you in previous seasons. You also have some guys like Bryson Spees and Timothy McKay, who could also be in the mix at left tackle spot, but they could also sometimes slide around on that line as well. It just depends. At your receiving core, you got Devin Carter and Thayer Thomas. Both those gentlemen are returning. And also, it's going to be interesting to see who else is going to be doing it for him, who else is going to be helping him out. Thomas had a good season last year, close to 600 yards, 8 scores. And then also Carter, right, he got 31 catches, almost 600 yards, and 6 touchdowns. But I think the real question that they're going to have to look at on this team for this offense is who's going to be their go-to running back, right? Last year, right, Jordan Houston, 5'10", 190. He ran 101 times for only 526 and two scores in 2019. So he's a good receiving target as well. But then you have also a sophomore by the name of Dimi Sumo-Karnagbe. I hope I didn't butcher that too bad, right? He got a lot of praise in the spring game and throughout just the spring with his training and whatnot. So we'll see who steps up there. Switching over to the defense, though, they went through a lot of guys with injuries this past year, and they're hoping they come back healthy this upcoming season. But like I said, last year, not too bad at all. Even with injuries, they only allowed a little bit under 20 points a game, second in the ACC with that margin, and also number 14 nationally in terms of points per game. Also, they were second in the ACC with 15 total interceptions and finished in the top 30 in the FBS in every major defensive category. So, like I said, with a lot of injuries last year, they were still able to be one of the most dominant teams on defense. But you lost a lot of guys, right? You did lose some of your linebackers. You lost Peyton Wilson, Isaiah Moore, your nose tackle, C.J. Clark, Savion Jackson, Tyler Baker-Williams, Cyrus Fagan, and Devin Boykin are all, you know, they are all gone. And they were all lost sometimes during that season. But you do get five players who started the season against UCF were out, and they play against North Carolina at the end. But the good news is, like I said, Wilson, they're more, they're coming back, they returned, and they are not going to the NFL quite yet, so you like to see that. Wilson did have shoulder surgery, and then Moore had an ACL tear, so they are coming off some injuries. And like I said, with the COVID year, you got Fagan, you got Durden, Corey Durden, that is, the nose tackle, cornerback Derek Pitts Jr., Tanner Engel, and Baker Williams, all those guys are coming back. Like I said, I mentioned a lot of those earlier. Had some injuries, but they're coming back for one more season. So Drake Thomas, right, he got shifted last year to middle linebacker. Had a really good year, close to 100 tackles, 13 and a half tackles for loss, six total sacks, three picks, and nine QB hurries. He's going to be a good addition there. And in some parts of their defense, like I said, was very good, very solid overall. I mentioned how well they finished. They did struggle sometimes against certain teams. They struggled against Wake Forest and Miami. And you did have some teams where they struggled on third down. They got exposed there in some plays. And also you had, like I said, with Miami, Van Dyke threw for over 300 yards on them and four scores. So they're not invincible, right? They're not going to be – they're not like the Georgia defense of last year where it seems like no one could beat them. They did allow, like I said, 297 rushing yards against North Carolina as well. So they do need to fix that up just a little bit. But overall, I think they'll be fine. But looking at this team, some just final thoughts on them before I get to their schedule. Like I said, they're going to benefit a lot from a lot of their guys coming back from that extra COVID year. So I think they're going to have a great regular season. And like I said, even though you've lost a few guys, you've gained a lot of them back for at least one more season. If your running backs can get together, if your O-line can get things fixed with Ekwonu not being there, if Leary can have another solid season, then I think that this is going to be a good year. I think they're going to finally get an eclipse, that 10-win season they've been oh so looking for quite some time. And look at their schedule. I think they definitely can get that pulled out. So they've got East Carolina, Charleston Southern, Texas Tech, UConn, Clemson on October the 1st, Florida State, go Noles on October the 8th. Shout out Bobby Butler. Syracuse the 15th, Virginia Tech, Wake Forest, Boston. Right, the Wake Forest game is going to be going November 5th. Mark that one down in your calendars. That's homecoming, and we all know the rivalry they got going on, the great game they had in last year. Boston College, Louisville, and the last game they've got here is North Carolina. So I think they can do it. I think they've got a good team, and obviously, you know, you're going to have to fight against a few teams there, like the Clemsons, the Texas Tech, the Florida State, Wake Forest, of course. So it's not going to be easy. And I think it's going to be a great game. Like I said, the game with Wake Forest last season, 45-42, close loss, hoping to get that revenge this year. They're going to be at home. So it's going to be fun to watch with that one and who's going to pull that one out. So I'll be definitely checking that one out.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Hey, I have been your host today, Logan Lance. If you enjoyed this video or subscribe to the podcast, please like, comment, share, and be sure to subscribe, because we go live each and every single week on Facebook and on YouTube. Also, please check out our podcast. Like I mentioned, over this podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher. If you have a Google or an Alexa home device, just say, hey, Google, hey, Alexa, play 100 Yards of Football, and it will do so, because that's just the great power of technology. Am I right? So be sure to go there, leave us a review, and if you have a suggestion for an upcoming episode, please be sure to put it in our comments on Facebook or YouTube, and we will be sure to put it in our rotation for an upcoming episode. Have a tremendous day, everyone. Like I said, I've been your host, Logan Layers. Have a great day, and we will talk to you again on another live episode of 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.